From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Tuesday, October 21st. Coming up, Huff Hall at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. We'll take a closer look at who the facility is named after. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Police have arrested a suspect in the shooting that occurred in Campustown this past weekend. The University of Illinois Police Department says yesterday morning they arrested 18-year-old Dove Coven Stevens with a warrant at his house in Urbana. Stevens faces charges for attempted first-degree murder. The arrest comes after officers responded to reports of gunfire near the intersection of 5th and Green Streets just after midnight on Saturday. One male victim suffered 2 gunshot wounds and was taken to Carr Hospital to receive surgery. This weekend, the head of the Chicago Teachers Union was elected president of the Illinois Federation of Teachers. Stacey Davis Gates will hold that position while continuing to lead the CTU. Sarah Karp reports.
Davis Gates says having the 100,000 members of the IFT behind her will help as the union advocates for more funding for schools and colleges, as well as fixes to their pension systems.
We've heard our governor say that we're going to tighten our belts. But what can you tighten when you are in arrears with pension payments, when you are in arrears to local school districts? In fact, you need revenue.
IFT also trains and supports members as they negotiate contracts. Some have questioned how Davis Gates and the CTU's tactics will play in the suburbs and downstate.
That was Sarah Karp reporting. The state has a new $300 million veterans home in downstate Quincy after Legionnaires' outbreaks killed more than 1,000 residents. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The new state-run home can accommodate more than 460 residents. Governor J.B. Pritzker was at the ribbon cutting.
This campus has weathered challenges and undergone numerous improvements to ensure veterans receive the respect and the support that they've earned.
Pritzker did not mention any of the Legionnaires' victims, publicized in extensive reporting by WBEZ that led to changes in state law. In 2018, Pritzker made it a potent campaign issue to unseat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, whose administration initially downplayed the crisis. The victims' families sued the state and received more than $6 million. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Nearly 2 million people in Illinois could lose federal food benefits in November. Capital News Illinois reports the U.S. Department of Agriculture has told states it will not distribute SNAP benefits if the federal government shutdown continues into another month. Illinois distributes $350 million in SNAP benefits each month. Benefits are entirely funded by the federal government, and Governor J.B. Pritzker said the state has limited options to replace any losses. Still to come, Huff Hall at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. We'll take a closer look at who the facility is named after. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 63 degrees, a west wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 40 degrees, a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 59 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with areas of frost likely and a low of 35 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 60 degrees, and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, much of central Illinois is under severe or even extreme drought. We'll hear from the Illinois State climatologist about how little rain we've gotten, why that's happening, and why it's such a concern for everyone from farmers to firefighters. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. This year, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is celebrating the 100th anniversary of a building that's as storied as its football stadium. Huff Hall is named after George Huff, a man who left a mark on sports across the state. The latest episode of Prairie Fire on Will TV takes a look back at Huff's legacy. The team spoke with athletics historian Kent Brown and health kinesiologist Professor Stephen Petrozello.
So George Huff is considered probably the father of University of Illinois athletics, and he was a member of the very first Illinois football team in 1890. But he, as his time as athletics director, did a lot of planning and really set the stage for facilities and success by hiring good coaches. George Huff actually started what was called the College of Coaches, and it was a curriculum where young men around the state or around the country who wanted to get into coaching came here for an in-depth curriculum of learning how things to do to be successful. And I would attest that much of that led to a lot of the Illinois athletic success in the 30s, 40s, 50s, as all those coaches got their degrees in coaching here and then went and coached in high schools around the state of Illinois and oftentimes would send their athletes back here. He was also a businessman. He also knew that it took dollars to run an athletics department. They were having to turn away thousands of people who wanted to buy tickets to football games in that time period in the 19-teens. Basketball had about 1,500, 1,800 they could stuff into the annex there, and they knew that they could build a much bigger facility to allow for more people to watch the games. And so that's where he started the idea of building a much larger football stadium, which turned into Memorial Stadium, that opened in 1924. And then also the building of what then was called New Gymnasium, which later became Huff Gymnasium, and it opened in 1925. This was the hub of basketball in the state of Illinois. Every March became the original home of March Madness. That's where that term came from the high school basketball team games that were played here. And that carried over to a lot of those young men coming and playing basketball here. And Illinois was very successful. They won 75% of the games that they played here over those 38 seasons. And so there was a lot of success that happened here. For him to have that foresight and to get that building done right before the Great Depression, right? I mean, this is all happening, and the timing couldn't have probably been any better, because if they'd waited until after the Depression, I don't know where we would have been at.
Seward Staley hired a professor from Springfield College named Thomas K. Curitin, who's more familiarly known as T.K. Curitin. He's an exercise physiologist who built his lab in the building on the third floor. Curitin is primarily known as the father of the modern fitness movement. He was a proponent of physical activity for health as well as fitness. There are photos of Curitin's lab where he's doing fitness testing on various people, including, among others, Jesse Owens, the Olympic sprinter. And it's really kind of the foundation of what we see even today, and understanding the importance of and the impact of being not just physically fit, but just being physically active, not just for sport and fitness, but it's for our health. And not just physical health, but mental health is what. Huff, beyond academics and athletics, was also a venue that was used by the community, posting things like sock hops and dance marathons. Eleanor Roosevelt was here in 1942. So it's a venue that, again, is I think primarily thought of by the community as an athletics venue, but it is also an important venue for some really important and groundbreaking current as well as historical research. And largely thanks to the vision and the work of the guy that it's named after, George Huff.
I like the fact that we're able to use a building that's 100 years old. The view when you're outside and you see the round windows, the smokestacks on both ends of the building. I think back often about when I walk up those stairs, and the stairs, you can see they're worn a little bit. The thousands of fans and students who have walked those same stairs over time, whether it was George Huff himself or Dyke Edelman or Jerry Colangelo or Manny Jackson or the Whiz Kids of the 40s. The people who experienced that will tell you that there's no place like it over the last 100 years. And I don't see it going away. I don't think this building's going to go away for a while.
The latest episode of Prairie Fire looks at the history behind Huff Hall, as well as fossil hunting in Illinois, among other stories. You can watch the full episode online at will.illinois.edu/prairiefire or stream it on YouTube or in the PBS app. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Sarah Karp, Mawa Iqbal, Capital News Illinois, and Prairie Fire. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Oriana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.